Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
7:14, a lot going on. You got second day of the Zurich Classic, second day of the Jazz Fest, Seafood Festival in Belchase, and there's also a little thing going on in Baton Rouge that can affect all of our lives called the legislative session. Amy Freeman joins us now, Louisiana State Representative. Good morning, Rep. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I am okay. Tell me about some of the, well, first of all, your thoughts on the legislative session thus far.
With Easter starting right after, Easter being right after the session, we had a little bit of a slow start, but we're starting to really pick up and have more heavy hearings. It's going to be an interesting budget year. You know, I sit on appropriations, so I'm nervous about the budget. but because I don't know which direction it's going to go in, and I really, one of the things I hope for the most is that we make things right for our teachers, that we give them the raise that they deserve.
And since you rang that bell, or I did, somebody rang it, about the governor's Gator program, he's not happy with that, but with what the speaker is saying, but you got to take care of the public school system first, right?
I mean, that's absolutely my position. You know, I mean, I think there's a place for a limited amount of ESAs, and I'm not anti-ESA, but I don't think you can take everything out of the public school system and have a successful system for the greater good of our society. You know, so yeah. I'm actually somebody who believes that you can't go too far with the ESAs because then the least among us, as they say, you know, suffer. And I don't like that. Well, and I want to make sure everybody gets lifted.
And I don't mean to bring you into this controversy, but it just seems to me that moving forward, if you're going to subsidize people that already have their kids in private school, I don't know how that is fair to the people that can't afford private school, is it?
I mean, I absolutely, as a mom of four kids who sent three of her four to private school the whole way through, had one who went to public for high school, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, yes, I could afford to do it, and I did, but I really think it's important that we give every child opportunities across this state to really, that's how you build the workforce.
Yeah.
You got to give every child a chance.
And to be clear, I'd like to have my car, I don't have a car note, but I'd like to have, you know, the house note subsidized. I'd like to have everything subsidized, but unfortunately there's no money tree, as you know, you've told your kids and our parents told us. Let's talk about you and your cancer journey and what's going on with your HB 357.
Yeah, sure. I mean, as you know, in June I was diagnosed with breast cancer. The great news is that I caught it early, and I'm in treatment now, but I'm in recovery. So I still have treatments ongoing through the end of the year, but catching it early is always key. Calling your doctor when things don't feel right is key. And one of the things I have learned as a cancer patient is the importance of these integrative coverage items, such as acupuncture and cryotherapy for your hands and feet. When you use that during chemotherapy, it leads to helping prevent neuropathy in your future, and scalp cooling to help you maintain your hair on your head. There are other things that are needed, certain dental procedures that have to happen before you have cancer treatments. And so I've put together an integrative bill that is specifically for cancer patients. And, you know, and nobody wants to go through cancer treatment, but what I will tell you is once you do, you start to learn what's covered and what's not covered very quickly. And I hope in my role as a state representative that I can help others get the coverage that they should have, for their integrative cancer treatment.
I have a friend that has had a struggle with breast cancer and has gone through chemotherapy and told me a story of her hands feeling as though they were on fire. And same thing with the scalp, and just remembering a Bible quote about be still and know that I am God. And I'm not trying to proselytize here or anything, but when you mention things like cryotherapy and scalp cooling, people don't realize how important that is unless you're going through it. Do you understand where I'm going with this, Representative?
I do, Tommy. And, you know, it's been a journey for me. I'd never heard of cryotherapy and scalp cooling before I was diagnosed with cancer. So, shame on me for not knowing about it. But, what I can tell you, because I was able to use those things, the benefits have been huge. I don't have a very minimal neuropathy symptoms, and I was able to keep, I'd say, a good, third of my hair. Only a third of it fell out, so it's huge to help you in your recovery journey, because chemotherapy is very, very hard. It's not easy. And then you don't want to have those long-term side effects,
Right. Is there anything in your bill about early detection? Because you mentioned, or anything that the state can do, because I know that was an important part of your struggle, right?
Right. Yeah, I don't have anything specifically about early detection. We have passed bills in the past on this. And in fact, Senator Boudreau, he's been a leader in that area. And I carried a bill last year for him on the House floor that had to do with a different kind of testing for people who had needed beyond just a regular mammogram. And so, I think the early detection piece, when you talk to the doctors, they'll say, if something doesn't feel right, or you've noticed something different in your body, to call and report it to your doctor and get checked.
Well, God bless you, because the Lord knows that takes a lot of strength, and I don't think people that have never been through it or known anybody that has been through it, they have any idea what kind of fight you're in and what kind of strength you have to exhibit, not just to engage in the fight against cancer, but to keep your life going as a representative, as a mom, et cetera. So congratulations on that. And hang on a second.
Thank you.
We'll talk about fortified roofs when we come back, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Representative Amy Adato Freeman, our guest. We're talking about the legislative session and her bill about cancer treatment coverage expansion. And for those of you that have been through chemotherapy, you know what we're talking about. 721 traffic now, WWL. 726 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Amy Adato Freeman, Representative District 98. Representative, who's that good-looking blonde I see you sitting with there in the picture?
Which picture?
Picture?
I don't know what you're looking
Golden
at.
Golden Retriever, looks like, maybe?
Oh, that's an old picture. That was my sweet dog, Pepper. She passed away in 2022.
I'm sorry.
She died of cancer, unfortunately.
I'm
I miss
sorry.
Her. I have a new rescue. She was a rescue. I have another rescue now.
Right there with you. Doing that same
story
with you.
There's a white pup. There's a younger pup that I have now who I is also a rescue, Golden. His name is Domino. So I don't know if he's in the picture. I think it's her that's in the picture.
I don't know. Let's talk about the insurance situation, fortified roof program, what it is you're trying to do with HB 453.
Sure. So we know for a fact from talking to insurance brokers and agents that, when you want to fix the insurance crisis of how much it's costing us as homeowners, and is that we've got to see more roofs fixed. And we can't grant our way out of this problem because we don't have enough money to fund the fortified roof grants for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so what we really need to do is have the standards in place so that all the new roofs, and if you have to replace a roof, would be fortified roofs. Because we know for a fact when Alabama has done this in their coastal parishes, it really has helped the entire insurance market of who writes and how things are written. So my bill just says that we're going to require this fortified roof in the coastal parishes, and really to help reduce and lower the insurance costs for all the homeowners in those parishes. And so that's what the bill does. And I haven't had a hearing yet, but I'm assuming in the next week or so we'll be having a hearing.
What do you think, and I know you pay high insurance rates, as do we all, what do you think consumers in Louisiana can realistically expect to see by the end of the session? Any real change in rates, or maybe just a small step forward?
Yeah, I hope it's more than a small step forward. But what I have learned from the insurance brokers is that it takes time to level these rates. To me, I hear more about the home insurance problems than the auto insurance problems. I'm not saying I don't hear about auto insurance problems from people, but the home insurance, is getting to the point where people who have multi-generational homes, maybe they're living in their grandmother's home that they, inherited, they're having a hard time keeping up with the bills. You know, so we really have got to attack the home insurance problem by putting these roofs in into new construction.
What I've noticed, Representative, is it's directly proportional to which bill arrives in the mail that day.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. That is 100% true.
Yeah, if it's the auto insurance bill, that's got their attention, right?
That is true. And when my four kids, who are now adults, started paying their own car insurance, my life changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, when you have teenagers, it's a whole different story than the bills now. But I will say that, you know, I'm working with Commissioner Temple on this bill for fortified roofs. He agrees that it needs to happen. And then Chairman Talbot on the Senate side had a similar bill 2 years ago, and he parked it because the home builders said that they would help put these standards in place. And I talked to Senator Talbot, and he agreed with me that we needed to file it again. And the main difference is when I filed the bill this year from when Kirk Talbot filed it is that I am focusing it on the coastal parishes. While it would be nice for people in Shreveport to have fortified roofs, it really doesn't impact the insurance market in our area of Louisiana.
Thank you,
Shreveport does it.
Thank you, Representative. Good luck with your journey with the cancer fight. We wish you all the best. Amy Freeman, Louisiana State Representative. We'll talk to Sydney Torres about French Quarter trash. We come back. Time now, WWL First News.